KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 14 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny here today with a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In Southwest Iowa news, Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports a man from Shenandoah was arrested Friday night. 28-year-old Jonathan Richard Tuttle was taken into custody at a residence outside of Coyne on an outstanding warrant out of Page County for violation of the state's sex offender registry for failure to register an address. Tuttle had been convicted on a charge of third-degree sexual abuse in July of 2005 in connection with incidents involving a female aged 13 or under. He was being held Monday in the Page County Jail on a $2,000 cash-only bond. Authorities in Page County report also 35-year-old Adrian Latham was arrested Saturday in Clarinda on an outstanding warrant out of Montgomery County. Latham was arrested with the assistance of the Clarinda Police Department and brought to the Montgomery County Jail for disposition. I'll have more news in just a moment.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Police and Council Bluffs are looking for a suspect wanted in connection with the robbery Monday night of the U.S. Cellular store on West Broadway Street. Officials say at around 7:45 p.m., a black male about 25 to 35 years of age walked into the store at 2015 Broadway. The man said he had a weapon and threatened a clerk while demanding money. He was given an undetermined amount of cash and fled the store on foot. No getaway vehicle was ever seen. The suspect was described as being thin and short. He wore a black mask, hoodie, and blue jeans. If you have any information on that crime, you can contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-4728. Sheriff's officials in Audubon County said Monday that one person was arrested just 30 minutes into the start of the new year on Sunday. 51-year-old James Leroy Nickel Jr. of Audubon was taken into custody at 12:30 a.m. on a charge of OWI first offense following a traffic stop on Highway 71 near Hamlin. Nickel Jr. was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before the magistrate. A survey of supply managers in 9 Midwestern and Plains states suggests the regional economy will grow slowly over the next 3 to 6 months, if at all. The Business Conditions Index, or BCI, dropped to a growth neutral 50 in December from 52.6 in November. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says surveys over the past several months indicate that slowdowns in the national and global economies are putting downward pressure on the regional economy. The survey of supply managers and executives uses a collection of indexes ranging from 0 to 100. Any score above 50 would suggest growth, while a score below 50 suggests a decline for that factor. The start of the new year means it's time to think about filing your taxes for 2011, and you'll have to seek out the forms if you want to file your state taxes the old-fashioned way. The Iowa Department of Revenue will stop sending out paper tax booklets for the first time this year. Department spokesperson Victoria Daniels says you can still get the paper forms, but you'll have to call their office or stop by. Daniels says it's a cost-saving step, and she says about 85% of individual filers already file electronically. Since this is the first year they're not sending out the tax booklet, Daniels says the department is expanding its telephone and email customer service hours during the month of January.
Now is the time when those books would be coming out, and so people are probably, if they haven't heard already, they're probably wondering, when am I going to get my book in the mail? And they're not, but there are still ways to get the forms if they want the paper form.
The email and telephone hours for January are 7:30 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Just encourage people, you know, if you have questions, do give us a call. We're happy to help. That's why we're here. We don't prepare returns for people, but we certainly are available to answer questions either by telephone, by email,
And there are walk-in hours at their offices in Des Moines Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., or you can go to the department's website at www.iowa.gov/tax. Unpredictable to the end, many of Iowa's GOP voters still haven't settled on a favorite candidate just hours before they cast the first ballots of the 2012 presidential contest. After weeks of face-to-face campaigning and millions of dollars in advertising, Republican presidential hopefuls made last-minute appeals to undecided GOP voters. A confident Mitt Romney, the frontrunner for the GOP nomination, told a rally Monday, quote, "We're going to win this thing." Whether he would pull that off was far from clear, though. The two who appear most likely to challenge Romney for the Iowa victory are former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum and Representative Ron Paul from Texas. More than a third of all potential caucus goers say they could yet change their minds. News time is 7:12.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, Marilyn Ann Fawn, age 76 of Harlan, died Thursday at her home. A massive Christian burial service for Marilyn Fawn will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with the Pauline Jones Funeral Home in Harlan in charge of arrangements. Pauline Nellie Edwards, age 89 of Cumberland, died Friday at the Colonial Manor in Oneida. Graveside services for Pauline Edwards will be today at 2:30 at the Greenwood Cemetery near Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Lucille Mulford, age 96 of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Lucille Mulford will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Carol J. Hansen, age 61 of Carson, died Friday at the Hospice House in Omaha. Funeral services for Carol Hansen will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Trainer. Hertz Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. Raymond Hansen, age 93 of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Raymond Hansen will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Wilma Dunkerson, age 92 of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Wilma Dunkerson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Violet M. Frum, age 90 of Avoca and formerly of the Omaha and Shelby areas, died Monday in Avoca. Funeral services for Violet Frum will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. Amy Rosella Cobalt Leggett, age 90 of Winterset and formerly of Earlham, died Sunday in Winterset. A graveside service for Amy Cobalt Leggett will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Earlham Cemetery. The Kuhn Funeral Home and Earlham Chapel has arrangements. Orland Kendall Kane, age 73 of Griswold, died Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Orland Kane will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Wanda Berg, age 78 of Cumberland, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Wanda Berg are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Collie Verath, age 78 of Greenfield, died Monday in Winterset. Funeral services for Collie Verath are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Mindy Ann Duckworth Grasty, age 44 of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mindy Ann Duckworth Grasty are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting for KJAN News.